Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. Well, the summer's now over, and we are back to the season of Canadian Thanksgiving. Celebrating Thanksgiving in an affluent world ought to be easy, shouldn't it? After all, we do have so much to be thankful for. But the irony is that our abundance may sometimes actually obscure the things that are really most important. We end up giving thanks for the glitter and the gift wrap, rather than for the actual gift inside. Recently, I read a sign in a chiropractor's office that pulled me back to reality. It was a simple sign, without benefit of graphics or fancy calligraphy. It read, "As you waste your breath complaining about life, someone out there is breathing their last. Appreciate what you have." Wow, that makes a statement that is powerful. Perhaps before we can appreciate what it is that we have to give thanks for, we just need to stop complaining. Complaints and thanksgiving don't mingle well. Of course, there is another issue related to Thanksgiving. If we are going to say thanks, who are we going to direct it to? 19th century artist and poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti acknowledged this when he declared, "The worst moment for the atheist is when he is really thankful and has nobody to thank." Now, I believe that everyone, including atheists, do have someone to thank. There are many people in our world to whom we legitimately owe thanks. Family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers we may have just met. But it is also true that there are things in our lives for which we are grateful, but for which no human is responsible. May we, who are people of faith, celebrate this season by giving thanks, both to the people around us to whom we are indebted for so much, and to the God who surrounds us with his presence in every moment. This is your reminder to find some time for Thanksgiving. Please join me each week for another segment of Like It Is.